Hi, I am Kwaku Amari. I was born in 2599 aboard the Last Frontier, raised near the Bioscience Labs where my mother worked as a medical researcher. She studied how humans adapted to closed environments, and she taught me that healing begins long before medicine touches the body. It begins with listening, with patience, with treating people as whole beings rather than problems to fix. As a child, I spent more time in those quiet labs than in the ship school. I learned how to read stress in a breath, fear in a silence, and honesty in the way someone avoids eye contact. I learned that conversations don't have to be forced to be truthful. If you wait long enough, people show you who they are. When the Last Frontier crashed on, VOI 700D, the world changed overnight, but the need for care, real care, only grew stronger. I continued my studies planetside, training in crisis counseling and nanotherapeutics as a physician. In 2626, I accepted the position of chief physician at the medical station of Hope. It sounded like purpose, but the reality was something else: endless forms, protocols, and the silent efficiency of medical bots. They handle nearly every treatment. I was left to sign off on their results. I did study medicine to become a machine supervisor. I wanted to heal people, not monitor screens around that time. I met Ezra Schreckenstein. She was investigating falsified clinic data, and I helped her uncover inconsistencies by talking to the people involved, noticing stress patterns in their voices. Ezra recognized what I brought: a psychological clarity no bot could imitate. She offered me part-time work for the Office for Special Operations. Not field muscle, not spycraft, but truth, interpretation, human insight. Riz forded the OVSTO wherever a steady voice is needed, winning negotiations, crats show up in official records. I don't push people. I don't threaten them. I help them breathe, focus, and find the truth. They've been instinctively holding shut. I also carry my own flaws. I take Serenica, a neurostabilizer. That helps, but it slows my reactions. And it reminds me every day that strength is not the absence of weakness. It is the discipline to manage it. People say I'm the moral center of Ezra's freelancer circle. Maybe. Or maybe I just believe that healing and justice are incomplete without empathy. Machines kept humanity alive on the ship, but empathy kept us human. And I intend to protect that. Take over my role if you want to see VLI 700D through the eyes of someone who listens before he speaks. Take my role if you believe conversations can diffuse danger faster than weapons, and that understanding a person's fear is often the key to resolving conflict. Step into my shoes. If you value emotional balance, calm leadership, and the quiet work of bringing people back from the edge, if you want to stabilize allies in crisis and guide a team through moral storms with steady hands, then you understand me. Become me if you believe that justice without compassion is just another machine.